Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's relationship intervention.
You know how Vanilla Ice says, if you got a problem, yo, I'll solve it? Well, that's kind of what relationship intervention is. You've got a situation going on in your life, a problem with someone. Bring it here on the radio. Let the world hear your story, because what's nice is that our listeners, who aren't too close to the problem, offer great advice. And we've got Kelsey on the phone, who sent us a message at facebook.com/991themix. Kelsey, thanks for being on with us today. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks. I'm kind of nervous to tell you guys, but I appreciate you listening.
I get it. Yeah. I get it. You know, putting this out there on the air, we understand. And we're keeping some things anonymous so people don't know exactly who it is that you're talking about here specifically. But it's a problem you're having with your fiancé's brother. What's going on?
So, I love him, so I'll start there. He's a sweet kid. He's 22. But he lost his job at the end of the year. And my fiancé, who has a soft spot for his brother, let him move in with us. And we didn't talk about it. He just said yes. And I really care about him, so I went along with it. Well, then he moved in and his girlfriend broke up with him.
Oh.
So, you know, and I get it. I'm compassionate, but I can see why she broke up with him. Our house is a pigsty. He is disgusting. He smells. He stays up all hours of the night with a headset on, playing video games with his bros. It's just, I don't know how we're supposed to plan our wedding and start our life if his brother is part of the scenario.
Has there been any talk about the brother moving out? Is there a timeline?
Yeah, like
here?
Getting a job and finally moving on with his life?
You know, my fiance, he has such a soft spot for him that he can't do it. I don't feel like it's my place. Like, I want to say something, but he's not my family. And I feel like he should say something, but he doesn't want to put a deadline because he cries every time my fiance brings it up.
Well, the poor guy, I mean, I feel for the brother in this case, because he lost his job. Now he had to move in with you guys, been there for a few months. Fiance breaks up with him. Is he paying rent?
No. He doesn't have a job, and honestly, it doesn't pay for anything. Like, if I make a cup of coffee in the morning and set it down, he takes it and drinks it.
Oh.
And that's where I'm getting frustrated.
Right.
So,
And you're feeling also like your fiance doesn't want to step up or say anything because he's feeling for his brother who just went through this rough spot.
I feel like he's taking advantage of my fiance.
And you, it sounds
like. And I was going to say, the whole house, both of you.
You and your fiance need to sit down and you need to straight up tell him, look, he's 22. He's capable. Go out and get a job. I mean, drive for Uber. Do something. Get a job. And you guys need to come to an agreement of what the deadline is. Like, hey, man, you need to have a job by, I mean, I don't even know what's realistic here. June 1st?
Elizabeth,
give the guy a couple months?
I would agree with you, Elizabeth. But, you know, the guy did just lose his job and then his girlfriend dumps him. So he's gone through some tough times
here. But
it's
been a couple months, it sounds like.
But maybe slowly tell him, not just sit him down and say, you need this and you need that. Maybe just kind of slowly, kind of, maybe you could hint to him. Give
hint
him some
to
suggestions.
Him. It's her house. June 1st is it's a pretty good deadline. Okay, Kelsey, well, that's part of relationship intervention. You tell us the problem you're going through with someone, and now everyone else can intervene and offer their advice of what they think you should do at 414-432-1099. I mean, it sounds like you and your fiance need to be on the same page here almost before you approach the brother. It's your house. I understand after marriage, you know, brother-in-law, he's going to be your family.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? What should Kelsey do? Have any of you experienced this before? Someone's freeloading off of you. and they're not making any attempt to make the situation better. Will you listen to the advice from the listeners, Kelsey, and then give us a call around this time tomorrow with an update of what happened at your house?
Yeah, I mean, any advice right now, other than just having someone else kind of tell me if they've been through it and if it was successful would be wonderful.
Right. It's literally too close to home.
He's in your home. It's in your home.
All right, Kelsey, hang on here. Keep listening. Nancy, have you been through anything like this? What advice do you have for Kelsey?
Oh, it's similar. I've got grown kids at home that need to pull their weight.
That need to go.
I understand economy is not always the friendliest, but she needs to sit down with her fiance, make sure that they agree on the, you know, future timelines and structure, and then have a talk with them and say, you know, hey, make an effort. Show us you're applying. Show us, you know, your resume. Maybe we can work with the resume. But, you know, while you're here, are you cooking? Are you cleaning? Are you doing anything to contribute to what is needed?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be monetary. That's a good point. There's other options and other ways to help out. That's good advice, Nancy.
This is true, Nancy.
But she has to get on the same page with her fiance, because if you're about to step into a marriage with this person, these are the kinds of things you're going to have to work through and at least be a unified front for the brother-in-law. Maybe behind
exactly.
the scenes, you're like, oh, I don't always agree with this. But you guys need to be a unified front to him, or he's got no reason to leave. Why would he?
Yeah, he's going
to
hang out. He's getting coffee made for him, meals and stuff. He can do what he wants, play video games. Why not? Yeah, why do I want to leave?
Nancy, good luck with your adult kids. Good luck. Because, like you said, the economy can be tough and it can be hard to get on your feet a little bit. But there comes a point where if they don't have that push to do it, what would make them go after it?
He flew out of the nest and now he's back in the nest. And you got to kind of say, okay, now you got to learn how to fly again, little bird. So, yeah, maybe that's they need to do that.
If you just keep, you're enabling him. If you just keep giving, you're enabling him to continue the habits he has.
And Kelsey sees that. She's got to get her fiance to see that too.
Big time.
Thanks for the call, Nancy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Packer fan Tiffany, what'd you want to say?
I get wanting to help out the brother, but I agree with her. Enough is enough. I think the three of them need to sit down and be like, okay, we get you lost your job. We get that you broke up with your girlfriend, but you're 22 years old. Get it together, man.
It sounds like she can probably sit down with the brother-in-law, but it's her fiance that I think that's the roadblock here,
that
right?
That is, yep.
You got to get him on board big time. And to try and get him to sit down with his brother, that's the thing that she really needs to kind of pry him away from being so clung to his brother, you know, his little brother.
Right.
And hopefully she can do something like that. Tiffany, that's great advice.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Tiffany.
Yeah. Yeah, no problem.
All right, one final call on this. Michelle from New Berlin calling for some advice for Kelsey with relationship intervention. Her future brother-in-law is freeloading off of her and her fiance. She can't deal with it anymore. But the fiance says, keep the brother around just a little bit longer. What do you think?
No, absolutely not. She needs to have a talk with her fiance, because what's going to happen in the long run is if they get married, it's going to affect their marriage, it's going to affect their finances, and if he really does love her, he will listen to what she has to say, because it's going to stress her out real bad and it's going to cause problems. Like you said earlier, he needs to give him a timeline to get a job and find a place.
And that's not like out of the blue. Like, that's not crazy for him to want to do that.
He's going to have to. It's going to affect their marriage in the long run. He's going to have a talk with his brother. I went through this with my son, and
ooh, I bet you that was tough.
It's called tough love.
Yeah?
It's called tough love. As much as I didn't want to do it, I love my son with all my heart, but it's time. He needs to talk to his brother in a very nice way. I mean, bring it up somehow that, look, you really need to get a job, and you're going to have to find your own place. Because I feel bad for Kelsey. She's going to get stressed out. It's going to affect their marriage in the long run.
And look, the brother-in-law is in his 20s. He's not 12 or 13 where he can lay around and do that. He's got to be a responsible adult and kind of grow up already.
And tomorrow morning around this time, Kelsey's promised to call us back, give us an update of what conversation she has tonight with either the future brother-in-law and or the fiance. But it sounds like she's got to start with the fiance first, just to make sure they're on the same page. she could take this audio and literally play this for her fiance tonight to be
maybe
like, I'm not crazy. Other people are saying this too. All right.
Absolutely.
We'll be listening tomorrow morning for the update. And, you know, kudos to you. It's hard being a parent,
yeah,
but it sounds like you did the right thing for your son and for you.
I did. And you know what? I listen every morning and I can't wait for the relationship intervention. I just love it.
Oh, Michelle. Awesome.
Michelle.
Well, thanks for being a part of it.
You bet. Have a great day, guys.
You have a better one. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.